Good to see each one. I ask you to open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. We'll be there in just a moment. 1 Peter chapter 5. Enjoyed being with you this first day of the gospel meeting. I was glad to meet so many that have not met before in the morning hours, and appreciate you being back here this evening. I'm enjoying still being at the house of the Willises. I appreciate and enjoy being with Joyce and, well, just put up with Lewis, I guess. But really, I appreciate him so very much. I remember the first time that I was with Lewis. He was on the radio in Akron, and I think a radio program that probably did as much good as any I've known of in the country, and did such an excellent job. And I came home and told my wife, I said, that guy knows how to do a radio program. But he knows how to do many things very well, and I appreciate Lewis greatly for his abilities and for his service in the kingdom of Christ. It's also good to see Ann White with us tonight. Ann and Bob were dear friends of ours. They were at Thayer Street for many years and snowbirds down with us in the Tampa, Florida area. And it was always a joy to see them come down in the winter and be with us. Bob and Ann were just so close to us. We lost Bob here a while back, but Ann's still with us, and so thankful that she's able to be out. She's a dear, sweet lady who we dearly love. In 1 Peter chapter 5, we want to look for a little while at a lesson this evening from that particular text. The Apostle Peter, as he is encouraging them toward the end of this epistle, says this. He says, be sober, be vigilant. The word actually is literally watchful. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. That idea of being those that would resist the devil and recognize what he is like, that needs to be done by every one of us. And as we do that, we need to understand something. I don't know about you, but I'm scared of things that are like that lion or tiger right there. I was jogging along when I actually used to do that as a younger guy, and I was on the campus of LSU. I had no idea that they kept that tiger right by the stadium. And so I was jogging along, went right by that thing, and all of a sudden I heard roar from that tiger. And I think I melted into the concrete about that point. I don't want to be anywhere close to where these things are. They scare me to death. I'm not going to go into a jungle where I may be their food. I'm not going to go anywhere else where they're going to be and might be able to get a hold of them. But it's interesting to me, that is exactly what God tells us about the devil. That's what he's like. He's like that roaring lion. He's ready to devour us. And when we remember these things about the devil, it helps us. That it says he is walking about seeking whom he may devour. In other words, the devil has a plan to destroy you and me. You know that lion, when he's trying to sneak up on something, he has a design on how he's going to capture that prey. He gets and calculates the wind. He goes in a way where he won't be smelled. He puts into that crouch, and he has a way in which he's going to get that prey, that deer, whatever might be there, and he's going to eat them. The devil has a similar plan for you and me. Not to physically eat us. He wants to destroy our very soul. And he has a plan that he's developing to get into exactly that sort of a way, and we need to remember that about the devil. When we look at that idea, he wants to destroy us. He doesn't just want to wound us. That's not what a lion is about when he goes after an antelope. He wants to eat it. He wants to destroy it and consume it. And that's exactly what's going to happen with the devil when we see him. There's a case in point to remember about that, and that's found in Job 1. It says, now it came to pass on the day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, that Satan also came among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, where are you coming from? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Do you see that idea that he has been going to and fro? He's been walking up and down. What does that sound like? That sounds like something that's on the troll, doesn't it? There's that lion that's walking about. He's going among those who are called the sons of God. I believe that has to do with those who were of the ones fearing God, those who are wanting to serve God. That the devil is among them is no surprise. The devil already has the people in the world. He already has those who don't care about what he says and will worship in whatever way they desire because that's their will. He already has them because they're not following him. But he wants those who are the sons of God. He wants those who are putting themselves into the service of God. That's who he's going to center in on, and he's sure that he has a plan as to how to destroy us. When God asked him, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Satan's answer made it very clear that he considered that. He says, "I'll tell you what, the reason that he's serving you is because you blessed him so much. You take away all of those blessings and he'd curse you." You see, he had a plan. Now, when that plan didn't work, he did that and Job still maintained his faith and his integrity. Then Satan had another plan, a backup, if you will. And that was, if you'll allow him to be afflicted in his health, then he'll curse you for sure. He had a main plan. He had a backup plan. You can be assured that's exactly what he has with you and me as well. He looks for a weakness as to how he might bring us down and cause us to go against our master on high. And that plan that he had was to destroy.